Tell me what's in a kiss. Tell me what's in a
everybody. Hopefully my mic is coming through. I can't really tell because the headphones are a little weird today. Anyways, this is Jack and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, 10 a.m. every Monday except for next Monday. I won't be here. We're starting today's show with Lauten der Seel's song, Erdrich an der Buschel Testel. I don't really know my German, but yeah. And I have a kind of eclectic mix today. All kinds of stuff. Couldn't really nail one consistent vibe, so going for a lot of them. If you're listening, and I actually don't have anything to say, but yeah, it's that song that I just said, and I'm not going to try to pronounce again because I don't really feel like it. Next up, we got The Rope by Organ Tapes, and we'll go from there. Thanks for tuning in, y'all. Gonna talk and just put my blind faith in the mics working. Anyways, we've been listening to again The Rope by Organ Tapes. That last tune was Quarterback by LA Timpa, and this one right now is I Asked the Universe and It Sent It to Me by Heaven's Chair, which was, they did a little ambient record that came out last year that I don't think that many people listened to, but I did. It's pretty good. And of course, that LA Timpa album that Quarterback is from, titled Modern Antics in a Deserted Place, is an absolute classic, in my opinion. And Organ Tapes. Honestly, I've been thinking about it. I think he's one of the most unsung heroes of experimental music in the last 10 years. It kind of feels like everyone is trying to sound like Organ Tapes now. And by everyone, I mean a really specific subset of, like, internet artists that get posted on YouTube by a YouTube channel called Majestic Casual, but we don't need to get into that, just speaking on my own experience. Anyways, I'm gonna head in a slightly more poppy direction for the next couple songs, and yeah, I guess I can introduce that now, even though there's still a little bit more time left in this song. My next tune is an all-time classic, by Molly Nilsson, Won't Somebody Take Me Out Tonight, from the album These Things Take Time. And then I've got some Eve Jarvis, and then I've got some other stuff that you'll just have to wait and see what I've got in store. Anyways, yeah, thanks for tuning in. Again, this song is I Asked the Universe and It Sent It to Me by Heaven's Chair. Next up, we got Won't Somebody Take Me Out Tonight by Molly Nilsson. Cool. Thank you.
And the bar.
Talk a little bit about what we've been listening to, and again, I hope that the audio levels are all right because the headphones aren't working in here, but that's okay. Anyways, those last couple songs, again, we had Molly Nilsson, Won't Somebody Take Me Out Tonight, off the incredible debut record of hers, These Things Take Time. That's a classic. Now that, yeah, that's all I can say about it. Then we had I'm Free by Eve Jarvis from the record Good Will Come to You. I think came out in maybe 2017. I caught wind of it a couple years ago, and it's a really lovely little curio. And after that, we had Adore You by Fine, a classic as well. If you aren't listening to Fine, what are you even doing? Great artist from Copenhagen, which there will be some more on that later. And that last song is one of my favorite songs I've discovered in the last couple weeks, Strange Girl by Candidate, off the record Side by Side. Side by Side is not a very good album, but that song is absolutely incredible. And now we've got Bring My Baby Back Again by Romance. Sort of re-dug this up after finding it on an old playlist of mine from last year. And I'll be back on the mic before too long because I got to read a PSA. So, yeah, that's that. Hopefully y'all are enjoying the show today. And keep it locked for about half an hour more because I still got about half an hour more. Cool. That was Ja by Hype Williams. Again, before that was Bring My Baby Back Again by Romance. And right now playing is And the Rain Came Down All Day by Outside Source. But right now, I gotta read a quick PSA because there does come a time in every great radio show where I gotta do that. This one's about rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last as about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than go to the store and buy new ones anyway? That's a message from all your green friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Cool. Now that that's out of the way, I can speak on what I'm playing. Actually, I'm not going to speak that much because the next song's going to start. And it's a really good one. The next two songs are both really good. We have Walk With Me by Dwight Sykes. And then we're going to have Donna Summer by Prefab Sprout, not the other way around. Love Prefab Sprout. It's a beautiful day, so I figured I ought to play some. Not going to be so many beautiful days like this left. So again, this next song is Walk With Me by Dwight Sykes. After that, we got Donna Summer by Prefab Sprout. Enjoy the both of them.
Come on and give me a hand. ground, he waits on you. Beneath the ivory wall tower, the chimes ring out the sun alight. Also marks the hours, marks the passing hours. Tonight's child is quick and slim, leaves her work and master. Her heart is beating to the score, the thoughts will drive it faster. An age that drives it faster. What's my name? What's my name?
Thank you.
So, just last couple songs, as I mentioned previously, we had Walk With Me by Dwight Sykes, and then Donna Summer by Prefab Sprout, two really nice warm weather classics. And then we had The Crystal Escalator in the Palace of God by Bill Nelson, because I feel like I can't go a whole show without playing like a sort of freaky, dubby, like 80s-ish poppy kind of song. Just, I don't know, that's been the mood lately. And then right now we have Fleshless Hand by M.L. Book, great Danish singer and songwriter. And one more song will be played today before DJ D takes it away with the Dance Music Express. And that will be a very special song, I Am In Love by Jennifer Lara. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have too much to talk about today because the basketball season hasn't started yet. But it's going too soon. And as always, I'll be rooting for the Orlando Magic. They're dropping the Nobel Literature Prize this Thursday. I'm rooting for Gerald Murnane to win it. If not him, then maybe Mircea Cărdărescu. But we will see. Anyways, this has been... this next song that's playing in the beginning now is I'm in Love by Jennifer Lara. Once again, very special song. Very lovely. And I am full of love. And anyways, now that it's 10:55, I can say this is Jack. You've been listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have an amazing day. Enjoy the great weather. And stay tuned in if you want to hear DJ D on the Dance Music Express for the next hour after this. I'm not afraid to die.